So, Anna, what kind of books did you read as a child?
Like most kids, I read the famous children's classics, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Peter Pan. And then there were the orange books about famous Americans and their inspiring lives, which I couldn't wait to read in my visits to the school library. And my mother also introduced me to another genre, her favorite Nancy Drew mystery stories.
You started to write at school. Who did you share your first stories with?
Becoming a writer was a distant dream, so sharing one of my imagined stories with a teacher or classmate was out of the question. I kept them to myself for most of my early school years until I began writing for the school newspaper.
What's your new book about?
Most of my books have been about capturing those special moments of growing up, since, as a teacher, I could also write about my students as well as my own experiences. Every now and then, you need a change, though, so I decided to write about the new places and the people I visited in the past year.
What advice do you have for beginner writers?
My advice to them is that everyone has a story worth telling, and if your publisher won't listen to you, find another one. And avoid reading other writers' books while writing. It will make you think yours isn't good enough.
What's next?
Well, I hope I'll be back at the writing desk soon. In the meantime, I promised I'd speak to a group of university students before going on tour to promote my latest book.
Thank you, Anna.
Now listen again.
So, Anna, what kind of books did you read as a child?
Like most kids, I read the famous children's classics, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Peter Pan. And then there were the orange books about famous Americans and their inspiring lives, which I couldn't wait to read in my visits to the school library. And my mother also introduced me to another genre, her favorite Nancy Drew mystery stories.
You started to write at school. Who did you share your first stories with?
Becoming a writer was a distant dream, so sharing one of my imagined stories with a teacher or classmate was out of the question. I kept them to myself for most of my early school years until I began writing for the school newspaper.
What's your new book about?
Most of my books have been about capturing those special moments of growing up, since, as a teacher, I could also write about my students as well as my own experiences. Every now and then, you need a change, though, so I decided to write about the new places and the people I visited in the past year.
What advice do you have for beginner writers?
My advice to them is that everyone has a story worth telling, and if your publisher won't listen to you, find another one. And avoid reading other writers' books while writing. It will make you think yours isn't good enough.
What's next?
Well, I hope I'll be back at the writing desk soon. In the meantime, I promised I'd speak to a group of university students before going on tour to promote my latest book.
Thank you, Anna.
That is the end of task 3.